Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Marv Grissom. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is hit by the pitch. Goodman moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goodman moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Goodman scores. Pearsall moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gurnett out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws to second. Boone drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Boone. Grissom moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. White reaches second base with a double. Gurnett goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearcel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Goodman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon juggles the ball. That's an error on Lemon. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Grissom covering, for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. One out. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Aylward now catching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. White bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens is hit by the pitch. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-3 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Gurnett scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. There goes Umflett trying to get to home. Simpson throws the ball into Aylward who tags Umflett who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson, who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Bowling scores. Zerilla goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Chuck Ellis now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields the ball and throws to Chuck Ellis covering. Safe. White moves to second. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Kinder covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.